This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, and really, truly, be part of the conversation. Now, I don't even know. This is what I've been telling you guys for, 8 years now. Almost 8 years. You need to get on the horn with your relatives, with your kids, with your nieces, nephews, your grandparents. And don't worry about alienating them. You won't. Especially your grandparents. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got the kids in the will. Believe me, they'll come back. Don't worry about it. But they're not going to have anything to come back to if this country doesn't straighten its way out. You got people out there right now screaming, this is not their president. You got people out there that think they're protesting. In reality, they're not. They're burning stuff. They're rioting. They can't even tell the difference between a protest and a riot. Are we serious, people? Not cool. Doesn't work. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to jump right into it. I had Wayne Allen Root on with me earlier today. Couldn't be on with me live tonight, but you know what? But we pre-recorded. The guy goes a million miles an hour. You may have to take notes. You may have to pull the podcast down later on to hear what he had to say, but I got to tell you something. He knows Trump. He knows Trump personally. He's worked with him for years. Wayne was an odds maker in Vegas. That's where he made most of his money. You got to hear the guy. He has a clue. Take a listen. I got one of my favorite guests on the line with me right now. I've got Wayne Allen Root on the line with me. He's the author of Angry White Male, now the Donald Trump phenomenon. Tongue and lips aren't working. Phenomenon. Is changing America and what we can all do to save the middle class. Wayne, you're probably pretty upset at the fact that he won, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just heartbroken.
Phenomenon.
Listen, that book summed up, that book was written in February and March, and nobody even knew if Trump would win the nomination, let alone the election, except for me. And the whole book is dedicated to this is the guy that can break the logjam, win the Midwest, win Ohio, win Pennsylvania, win Wisconsin, win Iowa, win West Virginia, and get millions, expand the tent, not with blacks or Hispanics, although I'd love to get them, and there will be more than Romney or McCain got. I said all this, and he did get more than Romney or McCain got. Yeah. But in the end, the election will be won by millions of working class and middle class white people who did not come out to vote for Romney and McCain, and you can get them out, Donald, and this is how you win the election. And the whole book was dedicated to that game plan, and it all turned out to be Donald's game plan, and my prediction that Donald would win. It all worked out.
Yeah, you know, were you surprised at the confusion of the far left? They were genuinely confused at how Trump could win. Did you see their faces that night?
Yeah, no, I wasn't surprised. Here's why I wasn't surprised. They were so convincing. Every poll was stocked with Democrats, oversampling Democrats, and they were so convincing that they scared me, even though I knew Trump was going to win, and I've known it from the beginning. I'm the only guy in America, by the way, who knew it from this June 15, 2015, to the day of the election. So in other words, from the first day Donald announced he was throwing his hat in the ring, I was writing commentary after commentary that this is the winner, this is the one guy that can break the logjam for us, the one guy that can win the Midwest, the one guy that can win angry white male voters and get 40 million of us to come out and vote. And, oh, by the way, if you hadn't seen the numbers, Joe, 50-plus point victory among white males. Not 50% of the vote. 50-point landslide victory.
Oh, yeah.
The difference between Trump and Hillary is over 50 points. I think it was like 56 points he won by with white men. Just amazing.
Oh.
And so I knew this would happen, but yet the polls were so bad, 12 down, 13 down, 14 down, 8 down, that even I started to question myself. And then, you know, I'm a Vegas odds maker by profession, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I went to make a bet in England. You know, I have lots of friends in Europe and lots of friends in England, and you can legally bet on American elections in Europe, something that people don't realize you can't do in America. It's illegal in Vegas. There is no sports book in Vegas that would take a bet on an American election by law.
Wow.
But you could do it in England. So I go to England, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, at the time that I wanted to make the bet, Donald Trump was down in most of the polls I trust by 2 or 3 points. And I go look, and he's getting 6-1. They said the basically what they were saying is the odds of Donald Trump winning were almost zero. That's what they believed in Europe.
Wow.
And so you see this, and it activates the greed in me, and I go, my God, I got to bet the house on this one. These people are idiots. And then you start to think, well, wait a minute. There's a famous saying in poker, when you look around the table and you don't know who the idiot is, it's you. So I started thinking, maybe I'm the idiot because they must know something. The thing must be rigged and fixed, like Donald says, and there's no chance to win. They were basing all their ratings on one guy, really, Nate Silver. Nate Silver, the big New York Times mucky-muck prognosticator who has never been right again since he picked Obama to beat Romney. There's never been one time he's ever been right about anything. And he got every primary wrong, every single one. He said Trump would lose every state. Trump won. He said that Hillary would beat Bernie in every state, and Bernie won three-quarters of the ones where he predicted Hillary would win. And then he predicted the chances of Hillary winning the election were 95%, like a day before the election. So I went and doubled my bet because I said, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, 95%. And then the night, you know, again, people who don't know gambling, the night of the actual election, last Tuesday, I'm sitting in a restaurant. My radio show is over. And so 3 to 6 in the afternoon, West Coast time, so I'm sitting in a restaurant at 6:30, dining with friends and watching the TV, and my text starts blowing up. And all my gambling buddies are telling me, Wayne, the logjam just broke. Until minutes ago, they had Donald as a 4-1 underdog. Then it went to 2-1. Then it went to even money. Then it went to Donald 2-1. And at this moment, are you ready, Wayne? It's 7 o'clock at night, West Coast time. It went to 10-1, Trump winning.
Well, when you come back, we got a lot more with Wayne. And don't let this go to waste. He's got a lot of good information. Off of Angry White Male, Wayne Allyn Root joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Side of GCN Live. Just thanks for being with me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Anyway, we'll get right back to it. One of my favorite guests that I have on the show, Wayne Allen Root, joins us again. I did record him earlier today, but try to keep up. I really do like the picture on the front cover of the book.
I like to believe why I was smiling on a book called Angry White Male, but see, that's who I am. I'm angry and I smile. And that's why the New York Times described me as this smiling guy with a giant grin. I mean, they described it exactly right. They weren't wrong. No. I think we all need to do that. I think, you know, you don't win elections unless you smile. No. Smiling's important. And I guess I was smiling because I knew all along Donald was going to win the election.
So I'm gonna hit you with some rapid fire stuff. Hillary Clinton, what happens to the Clintons now? Where do they go? What do they do? Should we send them money? Are they destitute?
This is going to be the proof that the Clinton Foundation was a scam and she should go to jail. But, of course, Obama will probably pardon her.
Right.
But this will be the proof. The proof is that now that she can't be president and now that he can never be president again, so there's no chance either one of them will ever be in power again. No one's going to write a single check to the Clinton Foundation. It's going to go out of business. Without the access to power, without her being Secretary of State and a future president, there's no reason why anyone in the world would write a $1 million check to the Clinton Foundation. So it's done and it's out of business.
And there's no influence in the Dem Party anymore. Where does the Dem Party go after all this? I mean, they kept talking about how we were in a lot of trouble. The Democrats are in a boatload of trouble right now, are they not?
Yeah. Nobody seemed to get it until, you know, it's funny how things happen. There's a famous thing on Wall Street, you know, that everything's fine one moment, and then it's not like it is a gradual shift. It all changes in an instant. The market crashes one day, 2 days, 3 days in a row. Suddenly people look around and go, wow, the fundamentals were never very good. How do we miss that? Oh, my God, we're headed for a crash, and then it crashes.
Yep.
And it all happens really fast, and it's the same thing with the Democratic Party. Nobody noticed, but the reality is all Donald Trump really did is finish off the job. They've been dead for years since the day they jammed through Obamacare in 2010. From that moment on, the election of 10, they got destroyed. The election of 12, even though Obama was reelected, and I believe through massive cheating, they still did much worse in the Senate and the House and state legislatures all over the country.
Yep.
Then in 12, landslide against them again. And now in 14, basically a landslide against them, not just an electoral landslide, despite their popular vote supposed victory, but also all over the country, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state legislatures, they were slaughtered. So now it's the exact opposite of the day Obama came to office, Joe. On the day Obama won in 2008 and the day he swore himself in on 2009, Democrats controlled every aspect of government, state, local, federal. Today, Republicans own everything. We're in control of everything. 60% of all governors, two-thirds of all state legislatures.
Yep.
I believe the number is 25 states where the governor and both houses are Republican.
Yep.
Four where the governor and both houses are Democrat. So, I mean, we control everything, and they got to do some soul-searching. How did this happen? How did you flip it 100%? And the answer is Obamacare. It wiped out the middle class, and it's only natural people that got ripped off would want to take revenge.
Yeah, and jobs, you know, I do a lot about jobs reporting on the show, and you know, 60% of the jobs that have been created in the last year are all part-time. You can't feed a family on a part-time job, and not only that, you have to take like two jobs to feed your family. These numbers are so skewed. So I think it's going to come to the surface under Trump. So,
I've been on this high horse for 7.5 long years now.
Wow.
That all Obama creates are jobs for illegal aliens. These are not real jobs for real people that went to college. In other words, I've been saying for 7.5 years, yeah, they're jobs, but if you lose your job making $100,000 a year or more and you're a white-collar person and you went to college, your next job is going to be in the gap making minimum wage because there is no job to replace a $100,000 job. There's nothing out there. And so all they are jobs for illegals or people who have a high school education
right.
at best.
Yep.
That's it. There's nothing else out there. When you said 60% part-time, yeah, but the other 40 are low wage, even though they're full-time.
Yep.
So there's nothing out there unless you want to mow lawns or clean toilet bowls.
All right, so let's go. No, you're right. You're exactly right. The media is not letting down off of Trump. I love how they're beating him up about his transition team being – you know, it's too small, it's too this, it's too that. These were the same people that said he wouldn't win, he didn't have enough boots on the ground, he didn't have enough support, and he didn't count. Do they ever learn? Are they really this stupid?
No. No, but the reason they never learn is they hated him before. Now the same hate's still there, but now there's an added factor. It's embarrassment. He made them all look like idiots.
True.
So now it's a triple hate, you know. So, of course they're gonna snipe at him every day for the next 4 years. And the same thing is true for George Soros. He made Soros look like an idiot, and he embarrassed Soros. So, of course, Soros is going to hire agitators to cause riots in America for the next 4 years. On my show, people kept calling in yesterday and saying, how long will this unrest and this protest last? And I said, you don't get it. It's only just beginning. This is just a warm-up act, and it's going to be the whole 4 years. Are you kidding me? They're not going to let up on him.
No, you're exactly right. Sanctuary cities, okay? What's he going to do about again, I know he's going to take a hard line on some of these things, but in some of these cases, pulling billions of dollars from these cities is going to cause some trouble, isn't it?
I mean, look, if I'm him, I cut off funding for the cities, and I bring them to their knees, and then if they still won't capitulate, then I start putting the mayors in prison. You know, you have to. First of all, here's the thing. It really is true. If Rahm Emanuel is allowed to say, I don't like that law, so I'm not going to follow it, that means I'm allowed to say, I don't like that law, I'm not going to follow it. So from now on, I'm not going to follow the law anymore. The law means nothing.
Right.
If you want guys like me and everyone else in America to start saying, I don't give a crap, look at that sign. It says no jaywalking. I'm jaywalking. Look at that sign. It says 65 miles an hour. I'm doing 100. Screw you. If Rahm Emanuel doesn't have to obey it, I don't have to obey it. If I see a sign that says no littering, I think I'll just dump all my crap on the ground. And those are all minor things I just named. How about major things? I'm going to go rob a store. What do I care? It's crime doesn't matter anymore. If a mayor's allowed to disregard the law, then I'm allowed to disregard the law. So right. I think all of us need to start pointing out that we don't have to follow the law anymore. No Trump supporter has to follow the law. I'm going to carry a gun where it says no guns allowed. If it says permit, I don't have a permit, I'm going to carry a gun. I don't care anymore. Don't you understand? You Democrats are lawless. Therefore, we should be lawless. Donald Trump needs to, what's the right word here? He needs to make the rule of law the rule of law again. And the only way to carry that out is to put Rahm Emanuel in prison. Go ahead, Rahm. If you really believe in this cause so much, then let's see you spend 8 months in jail. Because you're going to have to.
Right. Speaking of the rule of law, does he go after Hillary?
Well, I don't think it's ever – I think it's going to be a moot point because I believe Obama will pardon her. I believe that if Hillary goes to prison, the first thing that would happen is she turns state's evidence against Obama. And so Obama knows he's got to pardon Hillary, so he's in no trouble. So I believe it'll be a pardon. He'll never have the opportunity, Donald, to have to worry about it or make a choice. That's my opinion.
This would make a great mafia novel, wouldn't it? That's just amazing.
It's the CCC. It's the Clinton crime cartel, I'm telling you.
You know, don't go far. We're going to be right back. If you're not learning something from this, you're not taking notes. Or you're not paying attention. I don't know which. There's one with two. Go up and see your host, Wayne Allen Root, rejoins us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website. You know, I do appreciate the time you spent with me. You're right back to it. Wayne Allen Root joins me. We pre-recorded this earlier today. You know, I like to be transparent, truthful, and upfront. And I guess he's too old. He's going to hear this and he's going to get mad at me. He's going to say, I guess he's too old to get, stay up this late. No? He's not? All right. Anyway. Let's hear what Wayne has. You know, I want to hear what I have to say. You want to hear what Wayne has to say. Wayne Allen Root, people. This would make a great mafia novel, wouldn't it? It's just amazing.
It's the CCC. It's the Clinton crime cartel, I'm telling you.
Wow.
They're just such criminals. And you know, by the way, it's not like I'm a backseat quarterback. I called all this months ago when no one else knew it. Do you know, as an example, Joe Messina, that your friend Wayne Root wrote a column in June, this past June, that said, here's a way for Donald to take down both Hillary and Obama and the entire Obama administration. And then I proceeded to say in June, folks, everyone's talking about Hillary's deleted emails and the fact that Hillary had emails that were sent from a private server that violated national security. What no one seems to understand is, it's just a guess on my part, she's the Secretary of State when all this happened.
Right.
You don't think the emails went to Barack Obama? Now, do you realize there's a law that says if you know someone's violating national security, you don't report it, you go to prison?
Right.
So Barack Obama got personal emails from Hillary, and at the time I didn't know that he had his own personal email account with a fake name, by the way. So Hillary was emailing her illegal emails to Obama at an illegal fake account because the president isn't allowed to have a fake pseudonym and an account on a personal server or a personal email either. So they all should be in prison. Nobody figured this out but me in June, and to this day still, even though it's now clear that Obama was getting emails from Hillary, there's no one calling for him to be arrested, but he committed the same crime as her. It's a violation of national security laws.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that Trump says no one, absolutely no one is above the law, and I think that's what they're afraid of. I think they're petrified of the fact that he's just going to go to his attorney general, whoever, and say, you do what you have to do to bring people in compliance with the law, end of discussion.
You know, I think the Attorney General is going to be Ted Cruz. I'm now thinking it's going
really?
To be the Attorney General.
Seriously?
Well, he was at Trump Tower for 5 hours yesterday, or maybe the day before, one of those 2 days. 5 hours. They weren't talking about tiddlywinks and golf. I guarantee you that. And I've always said that he should name, you know, just swallow your pride, Donald, because Ted Cruz may have been a real, you know, jerk, and I think he was, and I think he treated you very badly at the convention, but it doesn't matter. He'll make either a great Supreme Court justice or a great attorney general. And now that we know Rudy Giuliani doesn't want the attorney general job, I would give it to Ted Cruz. I think he'd make either the great 5-4 lead in the Supreme Court, or he'll make a great attorney general. Either one, he'll be in the perfect place to give liberals a nauseous feeling for the next 4 years.
Speaking of liberals, you know, a lot of people are getting on Trump. A lot of the hardcore conservatives saying, you know, he looks like he's slipping liberal. He looks like he's backing off on his immigration plan. He's backing off on what he's going to do with Hillary. And all of that. Give me your Reader's Digest version. I mean, he's not going liberal on us.
No, he's not backing off on anything. Listen, he, carrying something out and talking about it in a campaign are two different things. You have to maybe massage a little. You have to say it differently. And then you have to compromise a little. You may have to give a little, get a little. I would say that Obamacare is done, finished, and he will get rid of it. But I think to do that and to soften, you know, rioting in the streets so you don't have that, liberals won't go insane. He's going to keep the fact that if you have cancer, nobody can throw you off your policy, pre-existing conditions, and he's going to keep that you get to, your kids stay on your policy until they're 26. Those two things will stay. Everything else will go. That's called a compromise. That's not going back on your campaign promise. Same thing with the wall. You just said, I'm going to build a wall, but the sum of it will be a fence. So what? The fence will be backed up by drones. Nobody's getting by it.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's not backing off on anything.
I don't agree. And by the way, he may have to back off on some things eventually in order to compromise, horse trade, and get what he wants.
Well, compromise.
So Ronald Reagan did.
But you know as well as I do, you know, I'm an elected official as well. What you think you can do, once you get in, you find out there are certain laws that don't allow you to do things, and not that he lied about it or anything else, he may have to approach it from a different angle. That's how I see it.
But he's gonna be the bulldog of all bulldogs.
Oh, sure.
He'll get things through that you won't imagine it get through.
Right.
He'll get them through. He may have to horse trade a little to do it. So that's okay. That's fine.
So,
I think he's doing just fine.
So what happened to Ben Carson? Why do you think he backed away and just said he wasn't really interested in the seat? I think he would have made a great Surgeon General.
You know, I have an answer for everything, right, Jeff?
I do. Why do you think I'm running down this list with you?
Yeah, I don't have an answer for this one. I really don't. It doesn't make sense to me. From the very beginning, it was so clear that Ben quickly dropped down and endorsed Donald and was by his side all the time because he was the perfect guy to be, if Donald wanted to be a major part of the administration. So it makes no sense to me that he doesn't want any cabinet position, not Surgeon General, not Human Health and Services or whatever it's called that takes care of, you know, overseas health care in America, how about Education Commissioner, Education Czar.
Right.
He doesn't want any of that, and I don't know why. I just don't have an answer. It doesn't make sense to me. I thought it was clear Ben was angling to be a big part of this administration. I don't know where this came from.
Interesting. All right, so immigration. You know, you got two stories going on right now. One is from the left saying, yeah, he's going to deport everybody. He's going to rip families apart. And you got people on the right screaming, you know what? He backed off on his promise. Now he's going to only deport like 3 million. What say you about immigration and Donald Trump?
I said from day one, and there isn't anyone listening to your show, Joe, in the world, there's no one listening right now who's going to say Wayne Root is not a pure conservative, because I really am. I mean, I'm as conservative as Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater combined, but I'm also a common-sense businessman who compromises. And from the very first day, because something's better than nothing, I always say, from the very first day, I said the deal to be done is tell them you're going to build a wall. Tell them you're going to deport everyone, and then the deal will be you'll only deport criminals, you know, people who've committed real crimes while they're illegally, and you'll build the wall, and everybody else can stay. But they'll stay, but they're not allowed to ever vote. But they won the lottery. They get to stay, and no one's ever going to knock on their door and tell them, you know, you have to leave this country. They get to stay and sleep soundly at night, but they can't vote. They gave up the right to vote. They have no right to participate in the process when they came here illegally, and you're giving them a big, you know, a gigantic favor now by letting them stay. So I always said that would be the deal, and that would be the negotiation. You can only get the wall if you threaten to deport everyone. But by deporting only the criminals, which is a no-brainer, and then leaving the others, you get to build the wall, and no one will stop you. That'll be the deal you cut.
Yeah.
I always said that, and it's very clear that's what's happening.
You know, people have forgotten about this legal residency thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all jump right to citizenship, when in reality
right.
is we have okay. a lot of yeah, we have a lot of legal aliens living here, and they're living here as legal residents. Nobody ever talks about that portion of immigration. I'm always surprised by that. You know, I'm not the
no, but that's kind of what I'm saying to do. of those people that are here illegally who didn't commit a crime. Make them a legal resident, give them a work permit, but they're never going to be citizens. That's why they can't vote. You can't allow them to vote or we're outvoted.
Yeah.
And the proof is your pitiful state of California. It's absolutely insane. There's more foreigners than there are real Americans. And some right-wing watch is going to say, what a terrible thing I just said. When I say real Americans, all I'm saying is if you're born in America, you're a real American.
That's
if you're
right.
a foreigner who came here, that's not the same thing, especially if you came here illegally. California is now tipping over with illegals and foreigners of all kinds, even those who are now legal foreigners. You're still not the same as someone who was born in America. And guess what? You're outvoting us, and that's not fair, and that's not right. And if you look at the way the election played out, there's no question what happened.
Oh, sure.
The people that were born in America gave a landslide to Donald Trump.
Yep. Hey, wait, I got three numbers you can play with and you can have some fun with. California accounts for 25% of California's population is illegal. They're illegal aliens, okay? We make up for 16% of the population of the country, and we make up 31% of the welfare recipients in the country. So if that doesn't paint the whole picture...
No coincidence, by the way. Same thing I say about Las Vegas. You know, in Vegas, somewhere around, don't quote me the exact figure, it's like 68, 69, or 70% of all the students in Vegas public schools take English as a second language.
Wow.
And somewhere between 68 and 70% of all the kids in Vegas public schools get free lunches and breakfast because they live in poverty. Those two correlate exactly, folks. So what you're saying is when you let someone in the country illegally, they're almost guaranteed to be in poverty the rest of their lives. You're going to have to pay $15,000 a year or more to send their kids to school. Then you're going to have to pay an extra $5,000 a year that they learn in Spanish because they don't know English. And then you're going to have to spend thousands more to feed them because their parents can't even make up lunch and breakfast for them. This is listen, I didn't grow up rich. My dad was a butcher with a white smock and red blood stains on it when he came home from work. That was my dad.
Wow.
Not once in my life did I ever say, I got to get food from the school. My mommy made me lunch and breakfast. If you can't do that, you shouldn't be a mother or father. They should take your damn kids away from you. You have no right to not make your children food. This idea that you are so poor you can't make food is a lie.
Yeah.
Of course you can make breakfast for your children. It's your responsibility. And of course you can pack a lunch that they take with them. It's your responsibility. This idea that everyone poor and illegal has to have food provided for them by the school is the worst thing I've ever heard. And I just hope all of this is changed by Donald Trump.
And I don't miss the rest of this. I've got Wayne Allen Root with me. Or actually pre-recorded. So I guess he's with me in spirit. Coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers answers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's not that hard. It really isn't to get involved in these. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Wayne Allen Root joins me. We're going to finish up the, we'll finish up with him here in just a second. And Wayne, you know, a million miles an hour. And to his... to his credit, he did call these a while back. He did call what was going to take place during this election. He did call a lot of this stuff out. I think it's really cool myself. And he's never been afraid. I mean, I've had him on, God, I think the second year we were doing this, I had him on. Was it? He was one of the first that was on. Anyway, let's get back to it. I want you to hear what he has to say about the election and what we can expect in the future, and then I'll give you a little wrap-up.
This
idea that everyone poor and illegal has to have food provided for them by the school is the worst thing I've ever heard. And I just hope all of this is changed by Donald Trump.
And I will bet the odds maker, Mr. Root here, that most of those kids have cell phones. Most of those kids have $50 sneakers on.
Jewelry.
Yeah. Always irritated.
I mean, this is a joke. It's an absolute joke. And I'll bet their parents have all those things, too.
Yep.
And yet they have been convinced. Now, right-wing watch, what you ought to quote me on is, none of this is the fault of black people, Hispanic people, people of color, or poor people. It is the fault of white liberals.
Yep.
That's who caused all of this. I don't fault someone for taking what's offered them. I fault the person who's offering it. In other words, if you're black, you're in poverty, you're Hispanic, you're white in poverty. It doesn't matter. If someone offers you free school, free medical, free Medicaid, free Obamacare, free phones, free meals at school, of course you're going to take it. It's free and it's being offered. You're going to grab it.
It's all
Everybody
free. Come
free
on
stuff.
Down. Yeah, if you
right.
feel like the price is right, come on down.
Right.
I got this.
Right. What do you got to lose,
right?
The person offering it is to blame.
Yeah.
It's white liberals that caused all the problems.
Last question for you, the economy. Everybody, I don't want our friends on the right to think he's going to turn this around in 90 days. This economy is more messed up than the press has led us to believe. Some of us know the reality here. It's going to be a while before he turns this thing around. He's not a god. He's got the answers. He's got the right people around him. But how long do you think before we start to see some positive movement in the economy?
Well, first of all, I've always argued Reagan took 2 years, two really bad years. People are starting to think he'd never be reelected. And then he got reelected by a landslide. For two full years after he took office, the economy got worse, not better. Because, you know, people sometimes get sicker before they get better when they're on medicine.
Sure.
And so it's the same thing. We're in big trouble, and it's going to take at least 2 years to turn the ship around. But there's already little signs of good things happening. I mean, the stock market's been tremendously up, and you've also seen that housing starts today came out with a fantastic number. You've also seen that retail sales suddenly out of the blue projected to be fantastic. Consumer confidence is up. Retail sales for Christmas season, I mean, suddenly, and they only took that poll after the election. People are in a good mood. They want to spend again.
Right.
They feel like he will turn it around, Donald Trump. Therefore, we can spend now. And so I think there is going to be a short-term blip up, but I still think it's a long two and a half-year process to turn around this giant ship that's sinking.
Yeah, I agree with you. Wayne, you know what? I know your time is precious. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Tell people where they can find your show and how they get your book. By the way, your book is in our bookstore as well. But tell people where they get not just your book. You've written several books.
11 books.
Hey, listen.
Angry White Male is the most recent.
Before you go on, I got a call from a listener the other day who said that they got your book. Was it The Death of the Middle Class? I think it was.
Murder of the Middle Class.
Murder of the Middle. He says he's read that book 3 times. He loves that book and even bought a few for his friends.
Well,
I want you to know
basically
that.
Projected everything that happened with Trump, too. I said in that book, who's the right Republican candidate? I wrote that book like a year after Obama got reelected in 2013. I said, who's the right Republican candidate? He's going to be like a celebrity, a reality TV star. He's going to be in a dumbed-down society, a guy that everybody knows for the first day. And he's going to be someone who says whatever's on his mind. And it turned out to be right out of central casting for Donald Trump, right there. So Murder of the Middle Class, great book. I think The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, great book. And my most recent one, of course, Angry White Male, which projected the whole election. Everything about it turned out to be true. When you read it, you're going to go, how is it possible? Wayne, we wrote this in February, March, and April. It's just not possible. So grab a copy for anyone in your life that's a Republican. They'll love it. Don't have to be a man. Anyone, but it's certainly a great gift for Dad on Christmas. Angry White Male, get it at Amazon, any fine bookstore. And then my website, all my commentaries free, most of them on video, at RootForAmerica.com. I'm Wayne Root, and I root for America. Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com.
Wayne, always a pleasure. Always appreciate your time with me.
Thanks, Joe. God bless. And
you
Merry
too.
Christmas.
You too. And have a great Thanksgiving.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. I love guys like him. That you're very. I mean, you gotta take notes quick to keep up with him. Let's just be honest about it. But I got to tell you that, you know, he comes from the heart. This is not a game for him. This is reality for him. And I don't know. You know, he doesn't have a crystal ball. He just pays attention. Now, I told you he was an odds maker in Vegas. That's how he made his original money. Now, the man lives in a, you know, multi-million-dollar home. He's got a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. The fairy tale life that you can only do in America. That comes with the American dream. I am constantly amazed that people think you can do this anywhere in the world. If you could do this anywhere in the world, then why aren't there boatloads of people trying to get to anywhere in the world? No, seriously, why do so many people want to come here, want to stay here, want to be here, want to be part of the American culture, except for certain groups? But why do they want all this if it's so bad? Or if they can get it other places? Right? Come on, think about it. Why? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Huffington Post says, dear white people, your safety pins are embarrassing. You know, as a kid, my grandma used to wear safety pins a lot. I think she had a pocket full of them. You're laughing because you know where I'm going with this, right? Yeah. But that's not even what bothered me. My grandmother used to wear safety pins to hold her bra together. And I remember her having them, and every once in a while I'd have to help her snap them back into place. Probably, you know, she was poor. You got to get every bit of use out of that bra. So, you know, if it needed to be shorter, bigger, whatever, I guess she made all these adjustments. Anyway, with the safety pins. And it were embarrassing. You know, we'd be walking through the stores, and she's playing with a safety pin there at her bra, you know, on the bra. I'm going, really? I'm here. Why are you doing that? So anyway, the writer, Christopher Kelfi, it looks like, goes on to say, we don't get to make ourselves feel better by putting on safety pins and self-designating ourselves as allies. I thought that was a great line. I mean, I don't agree with everything he's written in here, but at least he's calling them on the carpet about it and how stupid it looks. And it's about time we start doing that. You know, it's like I tease you Facebook warriors. You get upset about something, what do you do? I'm going to go on that Facebook. I'm going to teach them right now what to do. That's right. I'm going to give them what for and how. What good does that do? No, seriously. So you start an argument in a chat room or whatever they're called, a feed. And then the administrator decides he doesn't like what you had to say, so he wipes you out. Then you tell him about freedom of speech, and he tells you to go pound sand. Oh, yeah, you did a lot of good there, didn't you? Now the thing is to wear a safety pin, the writer says, to show that you're an ally. So immigrants and people of color, LGBTQ people, and others who were targeted, his words, not mine, and persecuted and marginalized by Trump, you know, that shows you he's a little off to begin with. But anyway, goes, please stop. Please just take the pin off. Let me explain something to you, white people. We just screwed up bad. We elected a racist demagogue who is, from the Huffington Post, put your rocks down, it's not me, who has promised to do serious harm to almost every person who isn't a straight white male. You see why this is going to be ongoing unless you get all over this. Really, seriously. See, if you stop going to these sites, I go to them for certain reasons. So when you're looking up, doing some research, and you see something from the Huffington Post or one of those really hardcore left-wing publications, just don't go there. Stay away from it. Don't use it. Right now, tomorrow night, hopefully tomorrow night, Liberty Alliance, which is a group that we belong to, is being targeted by the LA Times and others. Now, there's 30 people. Head over to libertyalliance.com, libertyalliance.com. You'll see, I think we have 30 to 50 websites out there. And some of the sites have been targeted as those clickbait sites and about putting out false information. They don't. They really don't. You may not like the title, but the title, in my estimation, or what I've seen, always seems to get picked up in the content of the story. So anyhow, they're being targeted by the LA Times and others, and the writer in particular who writes the article has no clue what they're talking about. They're coming after the conservative groups, guys. I'm telling you, this is going to be a fight. It's going to be a big fight. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Have a great rest of the night. I appreciate the time you spend with me because I know there's a boatload of shows you could be listening to and watching and paying attention to. And mine is just one of the numbers, but I do appreciate it. Have a great rest of the day. I want you back here tomorrow. Remember, Xander Gibb joins me in the first hour. We'll have a lot of fun.